Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is letting go. And I'm not talking about that god-awful annoying song from Frozen. Before I go deep into today's subject, I have a couple of announcements to share. First of all, I will be speaking at the Dev First Tech Leadership Conference. It's a virtual one. It's in May. I'll be happy to see you there. And I have a link in the show notes in case you want to check it out. Seems like a bunch of very promising speakers. Second, I'm honored to share that I've been inducted into the Million Dollar Consulting Hall of Fame. It is very humbling to join a group of consultants of such caliber. You can see the press release in the show notes as well. Now, letting go. In my upcoming book, The Tech Executive Operating System, coming early April, by the way, I have a chapter dedicated to your executive toolkit. The tools and approaches that you need in order to maximize your impact and secure your success. One of those approaches is about letting go. And letting go, first of all, is a mindset. We have to understand that sometimes we have to put away stuff that have really helped us in the past. This is a COVID year. You've been binging everything on Netflix. You might have stumbled upon the Marie Kondo show where she tells you about throwing away stuff if they no longer spark joy in your life. Now, the same applies to your career and whatever has helped you in the past but no longer does. For example, when you made the transition from an engineer, if you ever were, to an engineering manager, you had to stop thinking about everything as if it were code, right? Because people do not operate like code does. We are not deterministic enough. When you moved up the ranks, you had to learn how to operate with other kinds of professions that are under you, not just engineers, for example. It might have been data scientists, analysts, QA people, product people. And now that you're a tech executive, the same concept applies, but sometimes you have to adapt it way faster. So first of all, whatever kind of, you know, your ultimate and ideal time allocation was in your previous roles probably cannot remain the same right now. I know that some of you really would like to code or code more than you do right now. Sometimes that is not the thing you should be doing. That is not your way to leverage yourself the most in the company. You have to let go of trying to be the one who understands everything. You have to let go of the fact that you think you know personally each and every one in your team, and that you will be able to tell when someone needs special attention, might be thinking of leaving. At a certain point, you can no longer have all of those tendencies, and you have to let go of that. And now, letting go is not just about what you used to do in your previous role. It also applies to whatever has worked for you in your current role, say a year ago, but right now no longer really does. I was listening to a podcast with, I think, the COO of Shopify, and he put it very nicely. He said that each person there in the executive team, even those who have been there since day one, looks at it as if they have to reapply for the job, for the role they have every year, because that company changes significantly every year. And so if you have a company that is on an amazing trajectory, you as an executive in that company actually need to personally outgrow the company. You have to grow faster or the company will outgrow you. And that means that you have to change some things about your work. Maybe some ways of managing projects no longer make sense now that your company is way bigger. Maybe the crutches that you had when you were all co-located in the same office no longer make sense now that you've moved on to some sort of a hybrid model like a bunch of companies are doing, where people are in the office for 2 or 3 days a week. Whatever it is, you have to adopt this zen-like mindset where it is okay to say goodbye to some things that really helped you in the past but are not anymore the right way to approach things. It might be everything, ranging from specific people, old systems, old features, your own personal processes, your personal schedule, and everything else. Eventually, things have to change and have to evolve. You are not likely to plateau and remain the same way you are right now and still do a stellar job a year from now. It's just not likely to work. And if that sounds a bit scary, that's fine. Keep in mind the fact that sometimes growth means that you have to be a bit vulnerable. In the book, I give the example of hermit crabs, who every once in a while grow so much that they no longer really fit the shell that they have. And the leap of faith here is you have to let go of your shell and go unprotected and find a new shell, right? That gap is some vulnerability that you have to have. You cannot remain within that same shell forever. But hermit crabs have solved it, at least partially. I don't know if you've seen the pictures online, but they actually line up smallest to biggest. When they reach the season where they all wanna switch up, they line up, sort themselves by size, and then they just do a shift where each one takes the shell of the next one. And that's the support system that you need in order to be able to let go as you are growing, as you are maturing, and as your company is evolving. Your support system might be your peers in the company, might be peers from other companies in some sort of a CDO form, for example. It might be a great coach, and it might simply be your boss, the CEO. Whatever it is, I recommend that you get one and secure a really good one. And often I say that you need more than one. Armed with a good and solid support system, you'll be able to let go when you need to. And hopefully your support system will let you know when it's time to let go of something, but you're still trying to hold on. For more about this, subscribe to the best newsletter online for tech executives. I'm sharing a bunch of new content about the book really soon, and you're gonna get a cheat sheet and a bunch of stuff in the upcoming weeks once it becomes available for everyone. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.